You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Lester Graham. Detroit is rebuilding, and a lot of that is happening in downtown and midtown. Big investments, big returns. But there's another effort. It's smaller in scale, and return on investment is not the first order of business. It's called equitable development. The firm Develop Detroit is a nonprofit following the guidelines of equitable development. Sonia Mays is the CEO, and she joins us now. Let's start from the beginning. Develop Detroit looks at a project, say, redeveloping an apartment building. How do you approach that project differently than a typical developer?
One of the very first lenses that my organization uses when we approach projects is whether or not a particular project is going to stabilize and grow and provide opportunity more broadly for the neighborhood, for the local community. And so we start with that lens. So sometimes, you know, if you're looking at an apartment building, particularly in a neighborhood that may be experiencing early growth, maybe we're interested in renovating the apartment in a way that allows existing residents to stay put, but to stay put with a building that captures more modern amenities. Sometimes we're looking at developments, though, that add new elements to the neighborhood. So maybe we're looking at how can we develop in a way that'll add a high-quality early ed center? Or how can we develop in a way to add a food-based business or grocery store in a neighborhood that maybe hasn't had one in a while?
You've received funding from J.P. Morgan Chase, the Ford Foundation, Kresge Foundation. How do you use those funds?
We have such a unique model, one that I think is very appropriate for this moment that we're experiencing, this revitalization moment that we're experiencing here in Detroit. And so our partnership with the local foundations has really been one about starting up an organization. So it's our hope longer term that Develop Detroit will be the type of nonprofit that can actually pay for its own operating expenses out of its real estate activities. Our foundation partners, what they've done is they've said, okay, we understand that it takes a little bit of time to get, you know, real estate developments going. There's a little bit of time before you can start to see the developer fee come in. And so we're willing to support your operations for the 2 to 3 years that it takes to get to that point where you're earning your own income. And so that's the partnership that we have. And, you know, I see it as a win-win. The foundations are helping to create a badly needed resource in Detroit, but they're creating one that ultimately will be able to stand on its own 2 feet and won't be reliant on philanthropy in the long run.
About your approach, why do you think equitable development is important for Detroit?
I'm a big believer in the idea that healthy neighborhoods are diverse and inclusive neighborhoods. I'm a big believer that, particularly in a city where there's a myriad of different experience level, socioeconomic settings, that we really ought to be looking at building communities that are accessible to a broad group and not just those who happen to be more or less on the affluent end of the spectrum. So I see it as the right thing to do and the most thoughtful way to invest in how our cities and communities develop. And Detroit has a really interesting and unique moment to tackle some issues. You know, I don't often use the dreaded G word, but to tackle those type of issues that have confounded other cities as they have gone through moments of rapid neighborhood change, we have a moment here where we can build on the experience of other places like Harlem and D.C. and really take a more intentional approach to making sure that everyone can access the good things that are coming out of this moment in real estate development.
It's funny, you mentioned you don't like to talk about the G word. That's my next question. Is this sort of an antidote to gentrification?
I certainly hope so, but that whole conversation is fraught. It's fraught with so many complications and pitfalls. But I think that's exactly right. That's what we're attempting to do. We're saying that, you know, we believe that there's a way, again, to be very intentional and thoughtful and to partner with particularly residents who have been in a community the longest. We're saying that there's an approach here that can be taken that doesn't directly lead to rapid displacement. And if you've looked at this, you know that no one nationally has gotten this exactly right. You know, this is a work in progress is what we like to say internally, but we do deeply believe that there's an approach here that will avoid the worst of the gentrification process.
At the top, I talked about downtown and midtown. I'm wondering, where are your projects going to be, and can you tell us about a couple of them that you're considering?
we actually do have large projects that are located in the Midtown and actually Eastern Market District, and those are exciting mixed-use, mixed-income projects where we are also planning on building street-level retail. And so those are sort of your classic urban catalytic projects that pull together a bunch of different disciplines. But we've also been buying properties outside of Detroit's core. And in one neighborhood in particular, in the North End neighborhood, we were able about a year ago to step in and preserve a building that was filled with working Detroiters who were in jeopardy of seeing their rents skyrocket if the property had fallen into the hands of a different type of investor. And we've been able to move forward with a plan for that building to renovate it, to add new units, to create some retail opportunities in the surrounding area, all while having this deep commitment to those who have been living there the longest.
Are they going to see a rent increase because of these improvements?
The week that we took over this particular building that I'm referencing, we went in and held a resident convening in the building, explained who we are, explained our nonprofit model. And what we shared with those residents is that we aim to have a zero displacement policy in that building. And so we're going to operate our development in a way that allows anyone who was in that building on day one, who wants to stay there, we're doing this in a way that we'll be able to offer them a unit that's either new or renovated that's affordable to their particular economic circumstance. In that development's a pretty high-touch process where we're using a range of financing tools to be able to meet that objective.
Sonia Mays is the CEO of Develop Detroit, a nonprofit firm following the guidelines of equitable development. Thanks for telling us about this.
Thanks for your interest, Lester. I really enjoyed being on today.